flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Where did the time go? Oh my God, we're already into the final hour of the Shaletta Show. It is 2:07. My name is Shaletta Brundage. I'm the host of the show. My friend Al Schalk is in the newsroom bringing you the latest on news, weather, and information to impact you and your family. And Josh Wheeler is in the historic WCCO radio studio getting all of our guests in and out on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. You know, when I'm looking for stories and topics to talk about on this show every week, I am amazed at the things that I find out about. And I had no idea that we had National Women's Small Business Month. Who knew? Who knew? I am a small business owned by a woman. ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com, my podcast and promotions company. And even I didn't know about this. But in honor of National Women's Small Business Month, the Brooklyn Park Small Business Center is hosting a special showcase celebrating the talent and entrepreneurial spirit within that community. This is going on Saturday, October 26th from 1 to 4 at the Brooklyn Park Small Business Center. It is free. I love free stuff. I can't get enough of it because anytime I can get out of my house and go somewhere and not have to pay for it, it is a win for me and my pocketbook. And so I wanted to make sure to tell you all about it, especially you entrepreneurs out there, because being a business owner is lonely. You are working so hard around the clock trying to take that vision and idea that you had and turn it into a profitable business so that you can hire people and build generational wealth for your family. And oftentimes you look around and one thing that you haven't built is a community. And so that's what this event helps us do. So if you're a small woman-owned business out there, or you know someone, a woman in your life who is an entrepreneur or thinking of starting their own company, you want to tell them to come out to this event on October 26th from 1 to 4 at the Brooklyn Park Small Business Center. And Lisa Castile is joining me on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline to talk more about it. Ms. Lisa, thank you so much for being on the show.
Hey, Ms. Shaletta, thank you so much for having me on the show. I appreciate you.
Now, you have to tell me, how did this whole idea come about? Because this is an amazing event. You've got so many vibrant businesses in Brooklyn Park, this networking opportunity with business leaders. You've got some engaging presentations, some showcases, really putting women-owned business leaders out there so that we can all connect and come together.
Yes, absolutely. Well, the onus behind this, as you said, it is October is National Women's Small Business Month, and we wanted to do something unique to showcase all of our women-owned businesses, members here at Brooklyn Park Small Business Center, as well as women-owned businesses in our local community. So we put together this amazing showcase. It has specifically been curated with our BIPOC women-owned businesses in mind. So we're celebrating the significant contributions that women entrepreneurs make to our economy and society. We're bringing awareness about the challenges that we women business owners face. Those things could be funding, mentorship, resources. We are encouraging and supporting our women-owned businesses. And we're also inspiring future generations of women-owned businesses. We have a lot of young women here that are members of the business center. And, you know, we want to showcase them and highlight them in the best possible light. So we put this together, and we're super excited about it.
Now, do people have to sign up? Do they have to go online and register? Or can they just come and bring their fellow female business owners and make a day out of it?
They absolutely should do that, yes. We do have a registration site just because we were trying to mine the numbers. But absolutely just come. Please bring a friend with you. This is going to be an amazing opportunity to network with other women business owners. It will be an opportunity for you to grow your client base, know who's out there in the community and doing what, and we'll have a number of resources available as well to support women. We've got some amazing workshops, focused on entrepreneurship, focused on mentoring, focused on health and wellness, because we know as women business owners that a lot of times, you know, we're working hard and we forget to take care of ourselves. So we will be also addressing that, Ms. Shaletta.
Well, I am so excited about this event and the work that you all are doing for women entrepreneurs. I want to talk because some people may have never heard of the Brooklyn Park Small Business Center. What is that all about?
Well, actually, we just celebrated 1 year in business, a little over a year, August. We are a unique 25,000 square foot co-working space right here in the heart of Brooklyn Park, Minnesota. And we cater to minority small business owners, consultants, and professionals. A lot of people don't know that our building was designed by a female African-American architect, Damaris Hollingsworth, with Milo. The project was established to encourage collaboration and business growth. So we have over 60 offices and retail spaces here. And our goal is really just to provide a platform that fosters creativity and innovation for entrepreneurs. And we have a motto that we like to say here at the Brooklyn Park Small Business Center, which is start something, dream something, and grow something.
Wow, that is amazing. Yeah. I can't wait for folks to get out there Saturday, October 26th from 1 to 4 at the Brooklyn Park Small Business Center. For more information, you can contact 763-265-3530. And Lisa Castile has been joining us courtesy of the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. Miss Lisa, thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And you have a wonderful day. We're going to see everybody here show up and show out, y'all, for our community.
Yes, indeed. When we have thriving small businesses, we have a thriving community. It is 2:14. We'll be right back.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.